At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're a man in the middle and you don't have the light yet, often you'll find the light by jumping into the dark. The deeper you go, if we imagine, let's imagine the yin and the yang, let's imagine there's a line in the middle and you have the light and you have the dark underneath it. If you're standing in the middle, the deeper you'll dive into the dark, it's like coiling a spring. The higher you'll bounce back into the light. I'm sure God's going to give me the scenarios I'm looking for. He's going to give me the good and the bad, and they go together. And anybody at home who is in a negative scenario or in a negative situation who's complaining needs to understand that they need to embrace it and use it as a springboard, because there's no light without dark, and they're equal and opposite forces.
I also think that God is pleased with you when you show him the beauty of his creation. I think that God is pleased with you when you work as hard as you possibly can and you do the best you can in anything you're going to attempt. God loves people who work hard and try hard. And in my own personal life, I can see that God is very happy with me when I give it 100%. And very few people give anything 100% anymore. Yeah. It's very rare you meet somebody and if they're honest with themselves and with you and with God, say, I gave it everything I had. They gave it some. They tried a bit. They got demotivated. They got distracted. They got tempted. But when you truly give your 100% to something, I think that makes God very happy with you. And I think he rewards us for that. I think that you have to live... There's a lot of practical advice I can give. In terms of the religious sense, I would say you need to live like God is always watching. You may have the opportunity to do something bad, or you may have the opportunity to steal some money or snake somebody, but in the end, you're going to pay for that, and the bill will be paid. Mm-hmm. I think if you do the right thing. In my experience, if you're a person who does the right thing, firm handshake, is on time, doesn't lie to anybody, does what he's supposed to do, is honest with a good heart, is genuinely polite to everyone he meets. If you are that person, you get very far in life. I've yet to meet people who just do all the simple things right, who completely fail at life.
But I think without those brokey days, without those original days to compare it to, without that juxtaposition, then I don't think being rich would be fun at all. I think it's only fun because you can compare it to the days when you weren't rich. That's the only thing that makes it fun. The only thing that makes a $10,000 steak fun is that you can laugh saying how you never had 10 grand in your bank till you were 27 years old.
Yeah.
Like that's, otherwise it's boring. Otherwise steak. And I think if you're born with too much money, that you'll never truly be happy. I think you need the brokey days. Men grow kind from pain. I think that the worst men on earth are the ones who haven't had enough pain. Those are the arrogant pieces of shit people. You're supposed to suffer as a man. You're born to suffer. The whole reason God put men on this planet is to fucking suffer. And the best men are the ones who suffered the most. I wouldn't be top G if I didn't suffer more than anyone else. You're a better man than everyone else if your life was a fucking mess and it was a hardship. Because you're not what happens to you. You are how you react to it. And the best men on earth are men who have had their parents die, their best friends betray them, their girl betray them, thrown in jail, their money stolen, stabbed, robbed. And every time something happened to them, they sat there and they looked in the mirror and said, what can I learn from this? How can I stop this happening? Those are the best men. Those are the men respect. Those are the men women want. Why do women love scars? Look, they tried to kill him and they can't. That's why I want him. The best men suffered. You find a man who's never been through suffering, and nobody gives a shit about it. Men don't like him and women don't like him. Men are no good without it.
And that's what life's about. You're not gonna be able to go through life avoiding pain and also becoming a man of quality. You're gonna have to be that guy who's been through so much shit that he can wake up and go, this ain't nothing. This ain't nothing compared to back then. This ain't nothing compared to that time. You know, and if you're not gonna be that guy, then you're gonna always suffer the consequences of not being that guy. There's pain to become important, and there's pain in not being important. So you have to make a choice.
I think God wants me to be the best possible version of myself. I think that God dislikes people who are lazy. I said this to somebody once and he got very offended. I said, God doesn't like lazy people. God has created you and he wants to see the absolute best you can be. I think that if you don't take care of yourself, God has no interest in taking care of you. If you have a Ferrari on the drive and you don't take care of it, who's going to take care of it? Nobody. I think that taking care of yourself and being the best possible version of yourself you can be is how you please God. I think that's one of the best ways to praise him, is to wake up every day and say, I need to be the strongest, smartest, fastest, most fearsome, most stoic, most capable man I can possibly be. This is how I please God.
The masculine youth have the worst life. I would argue that young men today have a worse life than even young women, and they have all of their own problems. I'm not saying their problems don't exist. But for the average young man today, women expect him to be a millionaire at 20, which he isn't. Nobody gives a shit about his opinion at all. He can kill himself, nobody cares. He isn't born with any innate value because he's not beautiful like a woman is. So he has to build himself from the ground up. He has no teachers in any way. No one really to teach him. There's people like us on the internet, fine, but everyone around him is going to convince him that we're bad people. Everything he's being told in regards to his natural feelings, his natural instincts and inclinations, he's being told makes him a bad person, makes him toxic for feeling like a man in any way. It's very hard to be a young man today, and they feel disenfranchised with the system. So they find solutions. The human mind looks for solutions. They start listening to me and they go, oh, I feel better if I do this. I feel better if I go to the gym. I feel better if I start to take responsibility and take accountability. And I feel better if I'm not afraid of pain anymore. I feel better if I'm not afraid of suffering. I feel better if I understand that I'm supposed to suffer, that that's what's going to make me the best person that I could possibly be, that my youth is supposed to be spent doing difficult things so that I have the light and the dark. They find me and they start to feel a certain way about it. And then they reject the Matrix programming.
I think we're here to struggle and to learn. I don't think we're here to be happy. That's why when we keep going back to the happy argument, I've always found that kind of frustrating and annoying. Yeah. When someone goes, oh, but I want to be happy. Why? You're a man. You have responsibilities. I think we're here to do important.
Provide, protect,
and we're also here to do important things. And important things are going to be difficult and they're going to be hard and you're going to get frustrated. But that's what gives you purpose. I think we're here to struggle. I think we're here to endure pain.
Yeah.
I think we're here to just see how hard we are to kill. I think that going through terrible things and living through them and coming out the other side is one of the most fantastic things about being human. I think that it's almost like once you understand what life is really about, there's no emotion which isn't enjoyable. The only emotional state which can be seen as detrimental is feeling nothing at all. But if you're sitting at home and you're feeling truly heartbroken, at least you're feeling something, right? And I think that's the whole part of being human. I think we're here to struggle. I think we're here to go through pain. So I wake up each day and go, what can I attack? What problem can I solve?
There's a version of you that never sleeps in, never skips training, never wastes time. There's a version of you who never fails. It is waiting for you. Genuinely ask yourself a question. If you had done those things for the last 2 years, you never skipped a training, you never wasted time, you never scrolled TikTok, you never jerked off to Pornhub, you never sat aimlessly on the internet typing in garbage, never played video games, you never wasted time, you never skipped training, you were training every single day, you never slept in, you were never lazy. There's this version of you. Imagine the person you would be. Genuinely imagine what you would look like. Imagine where you would live. Imagine the car you would drive. Imagine how much your woman would respect you. Imagine the love you would see in her eyes when she looks at you with adoration like a king. Imagine your existence. That person is waiting for you. And the only thing that's stopping you from being that person is your monumental laziness. You can have it. The universe is very giving. It will give you anything you work for. I've never seen somebody try for something with all of their might and not get it. The only people who do not have the things they want are the people who do not try for them. I've never seen a person wake up and say, my only dedication in life is to solve a Rubik's Cube and fail. You are not stupid. You are not incompetent. You are lazy and arrogant. It's extremely important you understand that that person is waiting for you and you are declining that version of yourself. In the multiverse, in the many different versions of the universe that exist, there is a version of you that does those exact things. And he is a greater person than you can even fathom. You can transform yourself into that guy. You can be a top G. That's exactly what I did. I knew who I was going to have to end up being before I became that person. My brother and I are not from rich families. We are not from advantaged beginnings. But I knew I had to be a big, strong, fighting billionaire. That's what I knew I had to be. I wanted to be Batman, so I became Batman. It's extremely important that I got up knowing what I wanted to be and did it.
Good times don't last forever. Neither do the bad times.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. It's going to come. It's going to go.
And you just have to be ready to ride the storm and enjoy it for what it is. And maybe when you go truly crazy, you can enjoy the bad times as much as you can enjoy the good times, because there's no...
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Light without dark. I don't know about you, but my brother and I, our best stories are being broke. In fact, being rich has any value at all because we were broke. If I buy a Lamborghini, I don't care. But if I buy a Lamborghini and then laugh about how I didn't have a car, now I want the car. There's no light without dark. There's no joy without pain. There's something wrong with you as a man. You have a disease because your life sucks. I don't think that's true. I think that your life just sucks and you should change it. And another thing I also preach, and this is another thing that's very important, I also think as a man, because life as a man is pain and suffering, and when I say that, because you're never going to be a good man or good at being a man without pain and suffering. You're going to have to go through a bunch of shit and have a terrible life to become a good man. I think you should embrace that and accept it. And I think that the correct mental model for men to have is a degree of stoicism and not to be too concerned with even how they feel. If I woke up today happy, I would have done this interview with you. If I woke up today sad, I would have done this interview with you. What's the difference? Why put so much importance on my emotion if certain things must be done? I must work, I must train, I must see Tucker Carlson, I must resist the Matrix.
You've got duties.
I've got things to do. So why are we gonna sit around and talk about how I feel if it doesn't even affect how I act? You should improve yourself. You should sit and say, what skills can I learn that I can carry with me? I mean, if you get good at basketball, you need a basket and a ball.
Of course.
But if you get good at fighting, you have it. If you go to speaking, you have it. So you should sit there and make a list of all the things that you'll always have with you, and you should upgrade your character. You understand in video games to upgrade your character. Mm-hmm. You'll see that some levels cannot be beaten unless you upgrade your character, no matter how good you are.
Yeah.
You have to level up your character to beat the game. Well, the levels of life are the same. You're not going to survive Romanian jail if you don't level up your character. You're going to end up preyed upon. So you have to upgrade your character. So if you get money young, that's a massive bonus if you have the right mentality, if your mentality is self-improvement. Now, if your mentality isn't self-improvement, if your mentality is what most of these people's mentalities is, which is arrogance, they didn't get it through luck. They got it because they're smart. They're so smart. They're smarter than everyone else. And they got it because they're so intelligent and they'll be able to do it again. And God loves them and they're great. Well, then you're going to see across the next 10 years how much God doesn't love you. I don't think there's any higher experience for men than sitting around with your boys having a laugh and having a joke. I think that's as good as life gets. You can have $1 billion like me, or you can be at the bottom. But if you're with five people you truly love, your guys, and you've been with them and you trust them, and you're smoking a cigar or not, and you're sitting around telling stories and everyone's laughing, that's as good as life gets.
It really is.
At the top or the bottom.
On the jet or homeless.
In the trenches.
It
doesn't matter what, yeah. On the jet, all you do is that. And at the bottom, all you do is that. So that's as good as life gets anyway.
You just wake up and just say, give me this. I want all of it. I need to, there's an army there. They're really big. We're better. It's intrinsic.
Yeah.
You need to go and conquer. That's the purpose of life. God created us to learn and understand ourselves and understand other people and understand the world. And what did I say earlier? I said that you don't learn a lesson or you don't appreciate something
without pain.
Mm. So you have to struggle to learn anything. Mm. There's only two ways to learn things, the hard way or the harder way. If you're smart, you can learn the hard way. But in my experience, 99% of the planet only learn the hardest possible way. If the lesson's even 85% effective, they'll make the same mistake. It's only when they completely decimate and destroy an element of their life do they sit there and go, oh, oops, now I get it.
No.
That's how it goes. If you're already working hard, you're already going to the gym, you're already training, you make sure that you're getting as much muscles as possible, as much money as possible, you're dedicated, you don't sleep in, you don't waste your time, you don't smoke weed, you don't play video games, you're focused on trying to become fantastic as a person, you can just ignore that girl. That girl who broke your heart or cheated on you, just ignore her. The most powerful move you can make is ignore her. Yeah, you could yell at her. Yeah, you could try and make her scared of you, blah, blah, blah. Stupid crap, right? That's not going to work. The powerful move is just to completely ignore her because you're on your ascent. She is likely on her descent. She likely has no intention of improving herself, no intention of becoming richer, no intention of becoming better looking. Time is against her. As she gets older, she's going to lose her looks. You're going to continue your ascent, and she's going to have to watch you for the rest of her life be the man that she could have been with that she's no longer good enough for. And it's the same with also men. There's men who want to be your friends right now, who wanted to be your friend, and they did something wrong to you. And if you're on the right path doing the right things, karma, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, is going to teach them a lesson for simply failing to be a good person to you while they had the chance. I always knew the answer to everything is raw action.
Yeah.
The answer to everything has always been raw action. My dad had a tweet about this. He said that raw action solves all. And he used to say this. I'll give you an example. If you're a farmer and you need rain for your crop and there's no rain, you can sit there and say there's no rain, we're all going to starve. Or you can stand up and do a rain dance. Now, will your rain dance work? Perhaps not. Perhaps the rain won't come. But I would argue that you're better off standing up doing that rain dance than just sitting there waiting to die. You have to do something. Raw action solves. So when I was broke, I was never like, I'm poor. What do I do? It was, I'm poor. I have to do something. If I was broke, I'd go for a run. That's why I was such a great fighter. If I was broke, I'd sit there and go, I'm actually poor. How do I make money? Dunno. Where can I get some cash? Dunno. What work can I do? Dunno. Oh, I'll just go for a run then. And I just go for 3 mile run. You just have to say, well, I have to do something. I can't just sit still and die. On your path to greatness, there are going to be long periods of time where you hate what you are doing, where you are dissatisfied with the actions you must undertake, where you are tired, where you are stressed. That is why it is difficult. That is why most people won't make it. If the path was easy, everybody would walk it and it would lead nowhere. 100 people start the path, 99 fall off because it is difficult, and the one person who makes it to the end gets the gold. If all 100 made it to the end and the gold was divided by 100, it wouldn't even be worth anything. The difficulty gives it value. The fact that it is difficult to do is the key component into the fact you want it in the first place. If it wasn't difficult, everyone would have it and you wouldn't want it because no one would respect it. It's supposed to be hard. Life is supposed to be hard. You're supposed to think this is terrible. You're supposed to suffer and smile through the pain regardless.
I find it amazing when people say they don't have motivation. I have people come to me and say, I want to get rich. I don't have motivation. I want to work harder. I said, how can you not have motivation to get rich when somebody like me with a head start like mine is still working 18-hour days every single day, 7 days a week without having a day off? I'm going to crush you. You don't stand a chance. I will beat you. There is no light without dark. I think the ancient Chinese nailed it when they put the yin and yang together. You have the black and the white, and they flow into each other, and there's a little bit of white in the black, there's a little bit of good in the evil, and there's a little bit of evil in the good. And if life is perfect all the time, you don't appreciate anything. I actually think one of the worst lives you can have is a life where everything goes right all of the time. If you're spoiled to that degree, especially as a man, as soon as you reach any kind of difficulty, you're going to crumble. So I've had to get up a bunch of times. And I do not pray for an easy life. I pray for a difficult life with difficult challenges to solve and being strong enough to handle them. I've never tried to make my life easier. In fact, quite the opposite. And I think that life is going to continue along this way.
I think one of the largest tenets of masculinity for the largest period of human time is ignoring how you feel and doing what you're supposed to do because you're supposed to do it. We feel things, but jobs must be done, whether we are happy or sad. And this is also disappearing from the world. I'm stressed probably 6 days a week. I'm pissed off 6 days a week. But things need to be done.
Right.
So you just have to do them. Discipline is the key to success.
If you cannot force yourself to do something you don't want to do, how are you ever going to put yourself through the suffering required for greatness? If you cannot force yourself to train when you do not want to train, if you cannot force yourself to work when you don't want to work, if you can't force yourself to not log into Pornhub or force yourself to eat right, how can you possibly ever become a monumentally successful person if you cannot control yourself long enough to do what must be done as opposed to what you feel like doing? The only people who get to live their lives based on how they feel are women and children. Children can cry because they feel like crying, as can a woman. A woman can start an argument because she feels like arguing, as can a child. A man must do what he is supposed to do, irregardless of how he feels. That is the key component to masculinity, is discipline. If you do not have the discipline to dedicate yourself to anything, you are going to fail and be crushed by the people who can. If you only go to the gym when you feel like going to the gym, you're never going to be as strong as the people who go to the gym when they don't feel like going to the gym. That is a reality of life.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.